I'd like to welcome everyone
Blog
to the call
Talk
tonight.
Radio.
Hi, welcome to the call tonight. This is Cheryl Flores, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your busy week to join us on this call to learn more about how to create businesses with the Viridian Opportunity. At this time, I have the pleasure of introducing to you someone who is a man with a plan. He has put together the call tonight, and he has your best interest at heart. His intention is educating you and empowering you with the skills and the knowledge necessary to create large businesses. So with great, please take a moment and join me in welcoming our New England rock star, Mr. Jesse Uccello. Jesse, are you there?
Hi, Cheryl. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Amy?
Yes, I can. Call's all yours.
Thank you, Cheryl. You guys want to appreciate Cheryl. She really does a lot for us, for the team. Especially she helps me host this call. I want to start making this call a Monday night ritual for those of you who want to get plugged in. I'm going to go over a bunch of stuff. I don't want to make this long, so I'm going to try to keep it as short as I can. I should have Mr. Quintana coming in later on. We're going to do a Q&A at the end. Okay, so I want to run over some stuff right now really quick. So make sure you have a pencil and a paper. Filling out your apps. Guys, you have to make sure that you have emails. You have to be readable. Socials, date of birth, credit card. Do not have the same address as yours. You cannot put siblings in your business. You cannot have people with the same address enrolled under your organization. So make sure you understand that. You cannot have siblings or relatives that are living with you in the same business. If you've done that, you need to change the addresses. Okay? If you do your fast start starts the day you get your number. So when you get an email from Viridian that says this is your account number, that is the day your fast start starts. We have a lot of people thinking when you take the test, your fast start starts. No, it starts the day you get your number. So if you've been sitting around waiting not to do the test because you're not ready, you've already wasted a week. I'm telling you right now, okay? Those of you who have got your number and you are now plugged in, your clock is ticking. The first thing you should be doing is acquiring customers or reps. Our program ends in a week or so. So after that, it's going to be there is no grace period. There is no it's over. Once it's over, it's over. Okay? So that being said, let's go to customer acquisitions. As you're signing up customers, you should use Google Chrome. Do not use Google if you can't or don't have to. Try Google Chrome. We've come to find out that on the bottom of Google Chrome, there is a small little refresh button. If you click on the refresh button multiple times, a box will show up on the left-hand corner, which is a security access where you type in three letters or three numbers. You have to type in those numbers, and then your customers should go through. If you do not see the box, then you're missing something. Keep clicking on that refresh button. It will not go through without typing in those codes. Okay? If you have a problem and you cannot, for whatever reason, get somebody involved, and you come up with error codes, you come up with credit blocks, whatever the problem is, you cannot enroll those people, whether it's residential or commercial. You have to do a screenshot of all three pages. You have to text them to me or email them to me so I can shoot them up to IT. Because unless we show them what the problem we have, they can't fix it. Okay, so it's very important that you turn around, and if you have a problem, don't keep putting them in over and over and over and over. You can, but it's going to come up with more and more errors. Take a screenshot the second time out, which is the first page, the second page, and I want the error page. And you need to email that to me. If you don't have my email, everybody's got my phone number. Text me your email or text me, I'll give you my email. Okay, actually it's jcuttaro@gmail.com. Okay, so I need all those screenshots sent to me if you're having a problem. The only problem we're having in Rhode Island is, like before, they have a high level of security because we're brand new. So as soon as that comes down a little bit, it'll make it easier. For those of you in Massachusetts, you don't even need a social. They go right in. If you got access to anybody in Massachusetts, those are going in immediately. So until Rhode Island gets figured out on where the problem might lie, you might want to think of attacking all your Massachusetts people, considering we've been waiting for Massachusetts for a year. Okay? Let's see. Let's go into the fast start real quick. Those of you who got involved, your clock is ticking. Now, there's some controversy on this, and I want to define this really quick. The first two you get in 2 weeks is your $25. Then you need two more, not four, you need two more for your four in 4 weeks. If you do not do your two in the first 2 weeks, you lose your $25. So let me make this clear. You have to have the two in the first 2 weeks in order for you to get the 50 for the 4 weeks. After that, you've got four more for 8 weeks, which gives you your $125, which is a total of $200. Remember, your upline or your sponsor gets a matching bonus. You have to put in your two in the first 2 weeks, two more 2 weeks later, and four more 4 weeks later in order to get to your eight. Okay? 16 in 8 weeks gives you $600, and obviously 20 in 30 days gets you $1,000. If you do not do the first 2 weeks and you do your 20, you'll get $975. If you do your 16 in 8 weeks and you do not do your two, you lose $25. So you have to have your two to get all the bonuses. As far as solar, same thing with solar. 1 to 3 is zero for your leads. 4 to 6 is 10. 7 to 9 is 20. 10 and above is $30 per solar lead. Those of you hopefully know what a solar lead is. Get a hold of somebody, ask them if they have a house, ask them if they own it, and ask them if they would like to have a free, no-cost proposal to see if they qualify for solar. And that's all you need to do. You need to send that email to Gabe, the owner of Corporates. In fact, I will actually give you his number right now, 203-335-9735. Give him your ID number. Tell him who you are. Give him your customer name and a phone number, and then you are now done. Let him handle it. Do not try to sell the solar panels because you have no idea what you're doing with it. Okay? That takes care of that. Now, let's see. We've got some people who ranked up this week. Next week we're going to have a lot of people ranking up, but we have a ton of people that ranked up this week. So I want you guys to warm welcome. I know we can't hear you, but Bob Mall ranked up to senior associate. Ronnie Benedetti, senior associate. Jermaine Whitehead, senior associate. Ronald Perez, senior associate. Henry Gambor, senior associate. And my good buddy Ronnie Cold hit senior associate. And our illustrious, wonderful man of the hour, Dino, hit consultant. So you guys, this is gonna rank up really fast, okay? That being said, I want to see if Ronnie Cole is on the call, because I want to bring Ronnie on for 2 seconds, because he's been doing some stuff over at a fair. And Ronnie, raise your hand, will you?
He's on. Hey. He's on.
Are you on?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Ronnie, thanks for coming on board, buddy. Listen, do me a favor and just tell everybody what you did to prepare for the convention you did and how it's been the last 3 days, 4 days.
All right, Jess. First, thanks a lot for having me on. And I want to just give it up for my team. They just did a tremendous job up there. We went up to the Springfield RV and Camping Show up in Massachusetts at the Big E. Did about 35,000 foot traffic going through there. I got an email actually because I'd been to that event in the past, personally, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, we got to be there. So I went up, you know, went into the back office, got some marketing material, you know, banner, some of the flyers, the brochures, stuff like that, and, you know, put into Corporate West, got our name tags, and we were off and running, and it's just fabulous. I mean, even with the weather, we just killed it. And with solar referrals, I believe we got you're gonna see probably over 80 go in. I think that's about where we're at, over a little bit over 80. So you know, we're trying to enter them in throughout the team. You know, we just split it up. If anybody that was there that day, we just pulled in the referrals. One of the things we found when we were saying, you know, talking to everybody that was walking by, one of the things that we found that was working out the best, hey, have you considered solar for your home? And it was actually working out a little bit better even than, you know, asking them if they would like a free consult. Some of that was actually, that didn't work out all that well. But when we said, you know, just keep it real basic, you know, Have you considered solar for your home? And we got just a phenomenal response from that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you know, nothing for nothing, guys, but Ron Cole is the epitome of a team. I mean, he had everybody on his team that was there. Nobody was, you know, they weren't stepping all over each other. Everybody worked as one whole unit. I mean, 4 days is a long time to get spent out there, especially in the weather and stuff. But, I mean, it sounds like you guys really, really, really knocked it out of the park. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. You know, we got a couple other things, you know, a few reps to follow up, you know, potential reps to follow up with, a couple of RFPs, you know, residual fundraising programs looking to possibly come on as well. So, we're wicked excited. We can't wait to see hopefully see some of these, you know, solars go into contract. I'm sure we're going to get some. And, you know, we're gearing up. We're going to Bermuda.
That's awesome. Yeah, at this pace, yeah, you're going to be one of the first five that are going to Bermuda at this pace. You guys are cranking it. I really appreciate it, Ronnie. Anything else you want to say?
No, again, you know, I just want to give it up for my team. You know, it's just, they were driving back and forth, you know, in this weather. You know, we have another blizzard coming through. They're driving up in the blizzard to go into this thing, you know, and, you know, give their time all day long, all weekend long. It was, I just want to give it up for them.
Awesome. No, you guys and your team did a great job. I mean, the team overall has been really, really good. There's a lot of people that are putting in a lot of customers now. Customers is our main focus. Well, at this, I think right now we have almost 350 people that are associates right now in our team, which is going to be really huge in about 2 months. And we're planning on breaking a lot of records at Viridian as far as their growth is concerned. You know, we have a little bit of heads up on them because we're bringing in players, we're bringing in people who know how this system works, and then we can just basically concentrate on customers and growing the team. Because remember, like we said before, 25 is your max. If you're a customer gatherer, you only need 25 personal to you. And now you can help your team. But that's awesome, Ronnie. I really appreciate what you guys did this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next issue, guys, here's what we're doing, just so you know. We're looking at the Swansea Mall in Massachusetts. We're looking to put up a kiosk. Some of you who know we did this before, it'll be the same type of situation. Text me if you're in or you're out, or actually just text me if you're interested. We'll probably do it at this point. We're looking at doing it the whole month of March. 2 people per day. That's it. 2 people per day, and we're going to obviously break out the solar and everything else. It should be really huge for leads. So I'm just giving you guys heads up that are on the call. If you want to get involved in the Swansea Mall, I'll be sending an email out to basically to solidify it at the very end down the road. Meetings. Right now, we have tomorrow night's meeting is canceled because of the snow. Gee, there's an issue. So tomorrow night's meeting has been moved to Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday's meeting is now at the Crown Plaza. Wednesday night, for those of you in Massachusetts, the Green Team is going to have be up in Newburyport at a place called the Grog, G-R-O-G, on Middle Street in Newburyport. So those of you who are in that area, you can help those guys out by showing up at their meeting, bring some guests, bring some people, start creating your Massachusetts team. Thursday this week, we are going to also be in Marlboro, Massachusetts. It's going to be at the Courtyard Marriott, and that's going to be on Felton Street in Marlboro. And that's, again, another opportunity slash presentation. Vinny's going to be up there heading this up. So we're just letting you know now we're starting to creep into Massachusetts to get that done. Okay? That being said, I want to try to keep this I don't want to go on forever. So that being said, Cheryl, I think we can I'm waiting for Bobby Q to come on board. And
okay.
What we can do is we can open up to some questions for the time being.
Okay, anyone that
Cheryl?
Has any questions, if you could. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I have someone from New Hampshire, it looks like. Last four digits, 9567. You're on the air. Could you please let us know who you are and what your question is? Hello?
Unmute yourself.
Maybe not. Are you on mute?
Hello?
603? No, it was up since that we got on the call, so maybe it was accidental. If anyone else has any questions, if you can press 1 on your phone, then that will raise your hand so I can unmute you. That would be great.
This is for you to ask questions instead of Tuesday night, Wednesday night. If you have any issues
okay.
or the whole bunch.
All righty. We have someone from 603-8420. You're on the air. Could you give us your name and your question?
Yeah, hi, Jay Clark. How are you?
Hey, Jay.
How are you? Hey, I think you mentioned the Newburyport meeting, and I wasn't clear whether you said it was this Wednesday or next Wednesday, and I'm quite sure it's next Wednesday, the 25th.
Hold on, I will tell you right now, I happen to have it in front of me. Hold on, I'll tell you, I thought it was too much. Oh, yeah, February 25th, my bad.
Okay, great.
That's February 25th.
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All righty. And then we have 401, 4691. I believe this is Marsha or Casey. You're on the air.
Yes, Jesse, could you give me that number for Gabe at corporate again?
Certainly.
203-335-9735.
9735?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Casey.
All righty. Then we have 603 of New Hampshire, 0434.
And Henry's
you're
like,
on the air.
You know, and he goes, well, basically, you know what it is because we didn't join VEMA. Now, if you join VEMA, you're getting paid.
Hello? 603-0434? Guess they're not on the air. Okay. All righty. Now we have someone calling in from 732. Hi, 732, 9757, last four digits. Could you give us your name?
Yeah, hi, guys. It's Bob Quintana calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Doing great, guys. Doing great. Sorry, I was actually conducting my own STP, if you will, still showing the program out there, guys. So had a three-way call that Joe O did for me as my sponsor, and it ran a little longer than I expected, actually up in Mass, in your neck of the woods, folks, and a sharp guy who is very interested in the opportunity. So I apologize. That took a little longer than I thought, but just jumped on as soon as it wrapped up. So glad to be on.
Awesome. That's great, Bobby. Yeah, you guys, I tell you, you guys are there for us when we need you. This is really good between you and Vinny, you know, where you guys are only a phone call away. So, I anybody who wants to get a hold of these guys, they're with us, you know, tooth and nail. So I appreciate that, Bob. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks. If I could say something real quick, and I don't know if there's anything in particular that you want me to share anything at all, but folks, I just want you to know how excited we are about this group, about this team. You know, so far I've gotten to know a small handful of you. With Jesse and Henry and Randy Rogers and George and a handful of other folks. Really, really appreciating who you guys are and how you show up. And we are super, super excited about, you know, where this team is going and the potential that everybody here has. And just super excited about supporting it. So we're here to help any one of you and every one of you move as fast as you want to move. And there's no reason why every one of you can't achieve everything that you would like to achieve in your Viridian business. Obviously, it doesn't happen overnight, as I think most of you already know. But it is absolutely achievable, and you're in great hands with people like Jesse and Pamela and the other folks that are emerging as leaders in the group. So I just wanted to say, Jess, thanks for inviting me on for a moment here. And if there's anything else you'd like me to touch on before I mute my phone here, I'd love to do it. If not, then just want to thank you for the invitation tonight.
Well, thank you. Well, if you want to just hang on, we're going to do a couple more questions, Bob, and then we're going to wrap up. But I really appreciate your time that you took to come on board with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, who we got?
Alrighty, we've got someone 401, last four digits 3524. You're on the air. Please introduce yourself and give us your question.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey, Jace. It's Joe.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Question. The issues that we're having right now, enrolling people and everything, it's taking time away from our fast stop. When it gets rectified, will these days that are lost be added? Between like myself and some of my team members that having issues with the Google, with the Chrome and everything else that they can't get customers signed on.
Talking to Meredith's looking into that right now to try to figure out where the problem is coming from. And if they find out that it's an IT problem, they take care of it. But we have to figure out where it's actually coming from first before they can make that decision.
Should I just maybe use the paper enrollment as I go right now just to get all the paper started, that paper trail?
Yeah, that's an option. If you want to send a paper enrollment in, that's definitely an option. They'll go right in. And then corporate, because what happens is when you guys do the screenshots and I send it to IT, that's exactly what they're doing, is they're just taking a screenshot and they're doing a paper enrollment. And then you get an email from IT or from whoever, and they'll tell you why it's not going in, what information they're missing, something's not matching. Like I said, yeah, if you can do it, if you want to do a paper enrollment, if you have, and what you can do for me, Joe, as a favor, is when you get a response from that, keep me in the loop so I know how fast that progress went through, because until we get this rectified, that could be an option.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thanks, Cheryl. All righty. We've got someone from Rhode Island. Last four digits, 8328. You're on the air. Please introduce yourself and
hey,
here's your question. Hey, Newlin, who are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Hey,
yep,
I'm all right.
You're on
hey,
the air.
Hey, Christopher. Thanks, Christopher Jesse. Now, when does the Swansea Mall start? My phone cut out.
We're going to. We're looking at March 1st. That's what we're looking at. We'll let you know. We'll keep you guys. You guys will get an email. Obviously, it's not something that's. We're going to send out to a bunch of people. Everybody will have an opportunity to do what we did last year at the Warwick Mall.
Okay, very well. Thanks.
Guys, just to let you know on your fast start bonuses, okay, the fast starts are done on the day the day that they're entered or submitted. It's not the, it's not when they went through, not pending. Okay? So the fast start bonuses are effective, are affected and with Viridian right away. Okay? So it's not that you have to wait for them to go through. Once they're submitted, okay, that's the day the clock starts, so that way you don't have to worry about your fast starts. What else we got, Cheryl?
Oh, all righty. We've got someone else in Rhode Island, 8946. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. It's Ronnie Benedetti.
Ronnie!
Hey, just to let you guys know, I'm having a lot of success as far as the enrollments go with Mozilla Firefox. It seems to be no problem at all. I have not tried Chrome, but I have tried Internet Explorer, and there's all sorts of problems with that. So if your people want to try Firefox, it seems to go through no problem at all.
Awesome. Yeah, that was actually their number one platform when they first did this. So they went from Firefox to Chrome to Internet. So realistically, that's awesome. That's, yeah, well, you can tell, man. You're putting in a ton of people, so that's awesome.
Yep, just want to let you know.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All righty, Jess. It looks like everyone's all set. You got their questions answered?
Awesome. Well, guys, I just want to give you thank you very much for being on the call. I just wanted to keep it short. We will do this again next Monday, 8 o'clock, same time, same place. Bring your questions, bring your comments, whatever you guys want to do. And just remember, Wednesday night at the Crown this week, Wednesday night at the Crown. And do me a favor, if you guys text me, if you get my texts, I need to make sure you guys are getting all the information. So if you got my texts, just say I got it. If you have any email issues or any problems, email me or text me, and I'll get and we'll do that also. So Cheryl, if you got nothing else, we can officially end the call.
Yep, I think we're all set. Hope everyone has a good night and weathers Mother Nature's next visit tomorrow really well. So
awesome.
Have a great night,
Thank
everyone.
You guys.
Thanks, Jesse.
Bye.